Good afternoon out there to everybody on Audio Boom. I hope you're all feeling fine and dandy on this Friday, the 10th of October. My goodness, the month just seems to be flying by. I am unfortunately feeling a tad melancholy and discouraged today. So I thought I would come and do a bit of a boo, because I find this sort of thing rather therapeutic. If you find that this is getting ranty, or I'm going off on too negative a tangent, feel free to move on. I would certainly not hold that against you. I wouldn't even know. I hope you don't have to move on. But if you do, well, then you do. I try to make my boos entertaining and uplifting and just fun to listen to. I probably don't always succeed. In fact, I'm sure I don't. But that's the sort of thing I like to leave you guys with. So I do apologize for any negativity here, but I'm just not having a very good day. Sometimes it helps to come in and talk about this sort of thing and unburden myself, knowing that somebody out there is probably listening. Anyhow, so to begin with, I have a dead microwave. And when this happened, I couldn't help but think of Kay Waywell, who has had no end of microwave-related problems, poor guy. Actually, the microwave itself is not dead, not to other people, but to me it is. I have no possibility of being able to use this thing right now, because I have no more labels. What happened was, last night, when I was using it, the clear plastic screen protector on the front of the microwave started to peel off. And unfortunately, when my mum labeled my microwave for me, she didn't realize that screen protector was there, and she attached all my labels to it, rather than to the screen itself. So when the screen protector peeled off, it took all my labels with it. Yay. And of course this microwave is a totally flat touchscreen with not really even any indentations to indicate where buttons might be. And one has to press directly in the middle of a button to even get the silly thing to work. So, I have an officially unusable microwave. I try not to complain about my lack of sight very often, but I'll tell you, this is one of those times when I really wish I could just borrow somebody's eyes temporarily and fix this. I called my mum up last night because I was really frustrated. Not with her, by any means. She didn't realize that this would happen. She would have taken that clear plastic sheet right off before she even labeled the thing if she had known. But I called her up and I told her what happened, and she said, well, why don't you ask one of your neighbors just to put a few pieces of tape on it so that you can at least half-assed use this sort of thing? And I said, well, I guess I could do that, but I don't really feel like I know any of my neighbors well enough to call on them for favors very often, unless it's an emergency. There is a superintendent-type person that works here, is supposed to serve in that capacity anyway. Frankly, I don't think she does a very good job. The one that we had before was much more conscientious. But anyway, that's beside the point. And I don't like to ask her for help at all, because it always seems like whenever I do, she acts like she's doing me a huge favor. And maybe she is, but I don't know how to explain it. It's the way she goes about it. It makes me feel awkward. And I don't really feel like I know any of my other neighbors well enough to just knock on their door and say, hey, could you label the microwave for me? Oy vey. Now, one would think that the CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, would provide a service like that, and that I could just call them up and say, hey, do you have anyone that could assist me with labeling a microwave? But oh no, it doesn't work that way, ladies and gentlemen. You call them up, and the response you get is, well, if you're not part of our Vision Mates program or our Life Skills Outreach program, then you have to wait 4 to 6 weeks to actually get someone to help you. And then you have to sign up for one of said programs to even get a volunteer. Now, I am not part of either program simply because I've never felt that I really needed to be. Generally, I would like to think I do fairly well, and I don't need much assistance around the home, except for when something like this happens. So I've never signed up for one of these programs just because I didn't think I would ever use them. So, of course, I can't just get someone from the CNIB to come over and spend a few minutes labeling my microwave. No, no, it's all tied up in bureaucracy and red tape. Now, there is a lady from church who just lives 2 blocks down the street, and she's a very dear friend of mine, and I know she would help me in a heartbeat, but she is not around right now, so I can't ask her. And alas, most of the other people that from church that I feel I could ask don't live in the area. I suppose I could call them up, and maybe I'll have to bite the bullet and just do that, because this needs to get labeled. I mean, I'm going to have to use my microwave. I don't know how we ever survived without them before they were invented, honestly. but I use mine all the time. I mean, I use it for heating things up and for even for making rice and pasta. I have a rice cooker / pasta maker thing for the microwave. And I have a veggie steamer and I have egg poachers and all sorts of little gadgets. Now, of course, I can do some of these things without the microwave, but, you know, I can't even heat up a simple cup of coffee right now. So my hands are tied, figuratively speaking. Also, this is just kind of a crappy day for me in another way, too. I've had such a lovely, busy week, and now that's over, I'm sort of feeling that things are anticlimactic, and I'm feeling kind of let down. And I guess I'm rather lonely, hence the reason I played that Three Dog Night song. I had such a good time with Kim and Brian the other day. And then, of course, there was church stuff I had going on this week. And, you know, I was quite busy and spent time with good friends. And now, Kim has gone to Michigan with her family for a few days, so I can't even talk to her. Usually she calls me twice a day. and now she's totally off the grid because she can't get a Wi-Fi where she is, and she doesn't have an iPhone yet. She will very shortly, yay! But it's not here yet. So it's weird not to have her call me up. Usually she'll call me in the morning and the evening and chat away. And so there's not even any Kimmers today, which is very strange. So I don't know. A lot of times, I guess, I'm not really that occupied. And so I don't notice if things seem a little slow. But because I have been more occupied lately, the days that are slower and not filled with any social activity whatsoever just seem to bother me a bit more for some reason. And I still don't know if I'm going to my parents' place for Thanksgiving. Erg. I talked to my mom last night, as I said, and she's not sure. And she's going to decide tomorrow. Okay, fine. So I just have to get through today. I'm sure I will. I'll find something to occupy me. I do have some good books to read, but I just can't keep my mind on stuff like that right now. Anyway, boys and girls, ghosts and ghouls, I'm rattling on, spouting nonsense as usual, so I'm going to quit this now. I'm not even sure if I have run over time. I probably have. Alrighty then, be good, folks.